This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 27, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, after last year's extended drought, North Shore communities that enacted strict water restrictions have conducted a study to look at how to address water supply issues in the future. A recently released report indicates that while the Ipswich River is hydraulically challenged, recorded water use in Danvers, Middleton, Hamilton, Topsfield, and the Linfield Center Water District has not increased, according to Jennifer Pedersen, Executive Director for Mass Water Works Association. The association conducted the report along with Kleinfelder, an engineering consultant. Pedersen is quoted as saying, "This effort really shows proactivity on the part of the communities to really study this issue and to try to figure out how they're moving forward in the future." Last year, many North Shore communities were forced to impose water restrictions or bans that extended into winter. Towns included in the study draw water directly from the Ipswich River throughout the year, even during low flow times like the summer. The study indicates expanding groundwater supplies, the water below the ground that helps sustain the river's flow, is difficult and would require other measures. Potential solutions include building a new reservoir or tapping into the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority's supply. Beverly and Salem, which have a reservoir system that pulls water during winter months, probably could not take on other customers, according to Pedersen, but working with those cities to build a reservoir is possible. More in the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, Lynn Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy expressed positive news and views about the city's finances and future as she delivered the State of the City address to the Lynn Community Association Wednesday night. Joshua Goodwin, president of the nonprofit, whose mission is to beautify the city of more than 92,000, welcomed the mayor, who is seeking her third term in a race against State Senator Thomas McGee, Democrat from Lynn. At the start of her 20-minute speech before the crowd, Kennedy introduced one of the city's newest residents, Lisa Santa Maria Campanellis, and her husband, Dean, who just moved to the city from Beverly. The mayor is quoted as saying, "I told Lisa when we met how much I appreciate when people come out and want to know what's going on in their city." Kennedy enumerated her accomplishments in an address that mirrored her recent talk to the Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce. More on this story on today's itemlive.com, story written by Thomas Grillo. The Boston Globe is reporting that a two-month investigation by Winthrop police led to the arrest Wednesday of a man who was found to have over 600 grams of cocaine and more than $47,000 in cash. 53-year-old Paul DeCicchio of Winthrop was apprehended after police followed him from his apartment and witnessed his alleged involvement in several drug deals. Officials recovered 17.5 grams of cocaine and $2,000 in cash from his vehicle, according to police. A later search of his apartment on Ocean Avenue uncovered more than 600 grams of cocaine, as well as scales, packing materials, and $45,000 in cash. Revere police and deputies from the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office assisted with the arrest. More in today's Boston Globe on that story. And an MBTA press release is stating that MassDOT and the MBTA are undertaking federally mandated positive train control infrastructure installation, which will increase the safety of commuter rail customers, and they would like to advise the community of upcoming daytime drill work within the right-of-way along the MBTA Newburyport-Rockport commuter rail line. Now, due to the equipment necessary to perform this work, high noise levels will be expected. The PTC Systems Integrator and Saldo STS USA, Inc. may commence rock drilling activities during daytime work hours of between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. The work will take place along the Rockport commuter rail line tracks from the vicinity of Emerson Road in Gloucester to the Rockport commuter rail station and is expected to take approximately 1 week. For further information regarding the PTC work, please visit the MBTA PTC program website at mbta.com. And the MBTA is thanking the public for the cooperation. They appreciate patience as the MBTA takes this step in making the railway safer for customers with the implementation of the program. Any questions should be referred to at phone number 617-721-7506. Again, that's 617-721-7506 or ptcprogram@mbta.com. That would be an email, I presume, ptcpprogram@mbta.com. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.